Hi, this is Charles Wren. I'd like to address Mr. Arafat, Yasser Arafat, and Palestinian people, and just to take a few words, and I hope you understand, I mean no disrespect. As a matter of fact, I want to say up front that, you know, just as I look at now Nelson Mandela as being a champion of his people, I see Yasser Arafat as the same thing. But what I wanted to talk to you about was just to say that you need to calm down, that you need to back off, you need to give Israel an opportunity to stop without it being about a victory or propagandizing anything any way or another. It puts you in a bad light, and I don't want this to be about PR because I understand your position, but let's not have any more people get hurt. And I would think that what might be really interesting is if, like, the Islamic Jihad and Hamas and Hezbollah were to issue their stone statements and say, you know, this is really what we want, not with a lot of rhetoric or demands or stuff, just like, really, what does it come down to? What does it really come down to? Take all of the hate, all of the suffering that's gone on, and I know that's difficult to do, but take all that away, get rid of the pride, and what you have left is the answer. It's like, what do you really want? What do you actually need? And for some reason, that if you were to do something like that, and it really came down to, you know, these part of the land and da 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 da, and I know you say 1967 boundaries and all, but I look at that and I don't even think that looks right. I'm sure I just made a lot of friends with that one. Somewhere along the line, we have to do what it is that's right, and that what takes to do the right thing and to make sure it works for everybody. See, I want you to be clear. I'm every bit as much an ally to the Israelis as I am to you. I am actually, in my own way, committed to you both resolving this. Because the alternative doesn't make for a healthy planet. See, I don't have any connection to any groups or anything like that that are into violence or anything like that. I really am actually a man of peace. That's the funny thing about it, is that my efforts at creating peace will actually, says so in the Bible. Heck of a thing. And I'm a guy of peace. But see, that's the part of all of us that we need to embrace. That's what there is. We're all people of peace. We just all react in a different way as to what it means to accomplish that peace. Now, the Palestinian people have come a long way, and they're not being treated well now. I'm not arguing that point one way or the other. I'm just saying that, like, read Gandhi. You know, see the movie, whatever it takes, but understand that what it requires now is peace. I mean, you know, I don't know what Saddam Hussein has, but if he even did have a weapon that would hit Israel, and he might, I have no reason to think he wouldn't, I don't have no reason to think he would, but if he did, what purpose would that really serve? And he's not going to be the one. It's that simple. All you got to do is read the Bible. And I want you to understand, I'm not saying that Christianity and the Bible are because I don't know that, and I intend to get a Quran. I really do. And a whole lot of other books about all the other religions. It's not about that for me. It's about having everybody have what they need. What they want, And I want that for your people as well, but there needs to be a sincere effort to have it be peaceful. I guess that's really all I'm saying. A sincere effort, not just a quick statement. I don't even care what language it's in, just as people understand, you know, put on a concert. Give them a concert. Have the people of the world come in and feed them well. Give them medical care. Just have the people of the world refuse to obey what to me is wrong treatment. And I'm not letting the Palestinians off the hook either. Whatever groups are doing the bombings and stuff, it needs to stop. I understand more than you know. But it has to stop. It just won't work. Because every time you do it now, the propaganda has it so that it's such a bad thing, there's no understanding for why you're doing what you're doing. So it has to stop because it's come to the point of being unproductive and you're harming your own people by doing it, and being a martyr is not going to work. Being peaceful would be amazing. Just sit down in the street, hum a very quiet song, but don't cause violence. Don't cause people to get hurt. Be a leader. One way or the other, have your people go out and be leaders. That's what's really important, you know? It's kind of like what I keep saying about this website. I didn't worry about how many people were listening. I took the attitude that if people agreed with what I was saying and what I was presenting, that they would come back. And from what I can tell, they do. And I don't worry about it. Because the people, when they choose what they believe is right, they'll do the right thing, but they need a leader. They need someone who will really take it on to be a leader for peace, because that's what the times require. And that's really all I have to say, and I appreciate your time and your consideration. And I know you're doing your best. Keep trying. Just needed to speak it into existence.